Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan in an hour at 4. We're going to give away Wizards tickets. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murrah. They can take care of all the important stuff you need done with your family. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a consultation for free right now with them and their team at kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount on the work they do. That's kmlawyers.com. Joe Burrow is practicing in full already, ahead of schedule.
That's amazing, by the way.
It really is. Coming back for the Cincinnati Bengals, they've got 7 games left. If they run the table, they could get to 10-7. They're not going to, but I will say they got a weak schedule for the most part. They play New England this week, and they're not expected to beat the Patriots. But let's just say without Ja'Marr Chase, 1-game suspension, Burrow comes back, lights it up, they beat New England. Baltimore. Twice. The Dolphins, the Cardinals, the Browns. They do have the Bills in there, but the toughest part of their schedule is behind them. But I found it really interesting, Danny. In D.C., we're talking about a quarterback that's gotten hurt a couple of times, coming back for a lost season. Is it worth it to play Jaden Daniels? And in the case of the Cincinnati Bengals, who will not be making the playoffs in a lost season with the same record as Washington, and frankly, less reason to bring their quarterback back. Because unlike Jaden Daniels in year 2, who needs to learn and develop and actually is still getting his diploma in NFL quarterbacking, Joe Burrow's got a master's.
Yeah.
This is not a guy that needs classes right now. This is not a guy that needs to, quote-unquote, develop. So they could 1,000% say, rest up, young man. We'll see you in September. There's no work he needs to put in right now. They might even be firing their staff and having a new offense and, you know, bringing a new coordinator and play caller in and all these things. And yet, he's going to be playing down the stretch despite immense, far exceeding Jaden Daniels' injury history. Because football players play football.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So this one, honestly, if just, you know, looking at each individual case, I don't know that I would do that. I don't know that I would put the pedal to the metal on his comeback. Now, I guess it's they're still mathematically alive. And if, as you said, if they do rip off all the rest of their games and you've got, you know, one of the 5 best quarterbacks on the planet at any given time, you know, in a really weak division, maybe that is worth it, especially if he's able to go without limitation. But just on general principle, if it is a lost season, let's say they're eliminated, all but eliminated, in a couple of weeks, I don't know that I would go full pedal to the metal on him. You play him and you know, figure things out, but I don't really need to see more from Joe Burrow. I need to keep him healthy and ready to rock and roll. So I don't know that I love that one to the same degree, but be that as it may, it's a very important data point when it comes to the conversation here. There is far less to gain for Joe Burrow coming back for an organization that's going to probably change a lot of things and probably should change a lot of things, to be honest with you, whether it's head coach and maybe who picks the players and a lot of other things, versus Washington that's in the second year, entering the third, of their program with a quarterback that admittedly has one incredible year deposited and then one frustrating incomplete on his record. There's way more on the line for Daniels to come back than there is for Burrow, in my view.
The football players play football line we got from Herm Edwards yesterday, who was on the show. He was tremendous. I hope you guys got to hear it. If you missed any part of it, of course, it'll be available whenever you want to listen to it, wherever you get your audio. But we wanted to play some of it for you now on G&D. This was the guy that recruited Jaden Daniels to Arizona State, and in his freshman year, had Jaden Daniels as a quarterback before he became a college superstar. And we started the conversation talking about when Edwards knew that Daniels was going to be special.
He's a special. He's a special kid. I knew that. We started him as a freshman, and I can remember we were playing Oregon, a night game, ESPN game, and we had the last possession, and we were down by four, and I called him to the sideline, and he wore saying number five. I said, Five, how you doing, man? Coach, I'm good. I said, well, what you want to do? And Ayuk was over there, but he had Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pierce, all the two receivers. I said, what are you thinking here? He says, and Ayuk's a coach. I can get him deep. And I said, really? You want to throw the first one deep, huh? He said, yeah, coach. I can do it. And I said, okay. I said, go ahead and do it. So the coordinator was on the phone with me. He said, coach, we're going to do that. No, we already got the play. We're good. Going out there. Well, he threw it. We won. So that's kind of how we kind of started off, beating a top five team in the country. So from that day forward, you could tell he was going to be a special player.
But Coach, how would you handle it now, given the fact that we're dancing around it? But he's been hurt a few different times this year. But yeah. Trying to limit that is, you know, it's like telling Superman not to fly or use the X-ray vision or the heat stuff. You know, like he's so special and so great. But how do you make sure he stays safe?
Well, you know, we always talked about when you lead a pocket and you get on the journey, you don't know when it's over. You got to protect yourself. You got to protect your throwing arm and and your shoulder. I mean, you got to protect that and don't take these unnecessary hits. And, you know, he's a competitive guy. I mean, this is just a rash of injuries all of a sudden. Hopefully, you know, like I always say, life comes in threes. So he's had three of them now. So hopefully he's done the rest of his career. But they miss him badly. There's no doubt about that. You know, going into this season, you felt like after the season they had last year that these guys were going to challenge the Eagles. They split with them last year, and you felt like, okay, this is the next team. The Commanders will challenge the Eagles if, you know, Jaden can stay healthy. And obviously, he gets hurt, and that kind of, you know, that set them back a little bit. And so now they're sitting in the situation where they got to win a game again. They've lost six in a row now, so they got to figure out how to win a game again.
Herm Edwards was an outstanding player and coach in the National Football League, most recently at Arizona State. You see him on ESPN joining us on Grant and Danny. Specific to Jaden's frame, you kind of joked he hadn't gotten a lot bigger. One of the knocks, maybe one of the few legitimate knocks coming out of college that people had was this concern of durability. You coached him. You know him way better than so many of us. I mean, did you feel like that was a thing? Do you still feel like moving forward that's a concern, or is this a fluky thing?
No. It wasn't a concern for me. He never missed a game. Never missed a practice. So, I don't have to tell you. I mean, LSU didn't even went to LSU after I left and went back working for television. Yeah, I don't think he missed any games in LSU. So, first year he was fine. I mean, and that's what people will say now. You know, just stay positive. They have their franchise quarterback, period. Just enjoy that. Just enjoy when he comes back, you got your franchise quarterback. And don't worry about all the rest of that nonsense. Because, you know, they've been saying that about this kid since he was in high school.
They were only looking for that quarterback for 30-plus years.
It's been a long time, Coach.
So
I'm trying to tell you, you got one. You got one. And, you know, he's not – you can't put him in bubble wrap and say, hey, man, you just got to stay in the pocket. We don't want you to run. He's going to run. He's competitive. And, you know, it's just one of those deals, man. I mean, it's just – football's a funny game. I played 10 years. I never missed a practice. I never missed a start. I don't know why. I don't know how that happened, but I didn't. In college, never missed a start, never missed a practice. In high school, never missed a start, never missed a practice. I don't know to tell you. I was fortunate, right? And it's just, when I've seen guys that miss games and miss practices, I don't know how it works. I really don't. There's no magic wand. There's no certain elixir you can give a guy. It's just football, man.
Herm Edwards with us here on Grant and Danny. Coach, there's a pulse, and two guys, by the way, you're talking to right now, don't think this, but just want to give you a chance to address it. There's a pulse among some fans and maybe some around that because this has been such a lost year, so tough on Daniels injury-wise, they wouldn't bring him back even if he was healthy down the stretch of the season. What would you say to those folks?
Yeah. Well, knowing Jaden, he's going to want to play when he can play, and that's a good thing. You're going to have to tie him down for him not to play. Yeah, he's going when he feels like he can go, he wants to go. But that's what you want in your quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what you want the leader of your team to say. He's looking at himself and say, hey, man, I got to help you. I want to win a game. You know, he's trying to win a game again for this football team. You want a guy like that. I mean, if he would sit there and say, "Oh well, I'm done because we're 3-8 now, and you know I'm old." No, that ain't who he is now. That's not the guy I know. So just be ready. If he can go and he can, you know, he can still throw it and he can play with that sling on his arm or whatever he's got to do. You know what? He's gonna want to play.
If he is healthy, would you bring him back if he could get 3 weeks of practice and games in 4 weeks of practice and games?
Absolutely. Hey, last time I checked, you're a football player. That's what you do. You play football. Football players play football, guys.
I'm going to write that down, Coach.
Football
1 second.
Players play football. That's what they do, okay? And you have this window of when you get to play. And there ain't like on an offseason he can play. No, he can't play. The season's now. He got to play now. Are you kidding me? That's what they do. Football players play football. They don't do anything else. That's their job. He's not going to say, "Hey, man, you know, we still." He don't care. He wants to play. He wants to compete.
Coach, you had such a great coaching career, just going, you know, in the NFL, college, et cetera, some really good teams and some teams that, you know, came in second a few games here and there. But in the locker room like this right now with a veteran group that it just has not gone according to plan, how would you treat everybody kind of down the stretch? I know you just said football players play football, but how do you do that? Like, how do you motivate guys and how do you try to get the best out of them when the season is pretty much lost?
Well, look, I can remember when I was with the Jets, our first year, we get in the playoffs. Second year, we're sitting at 2-5. We're 2-5. We're sitting at 2-5. And everybody's thinking, well, hey, you know, is this team going to quit? And that's when I said what I said. And it's been haunting me ever since about playing to do something. About
I don't remember that.
What was it? Can you remind us?
I don't remember.
No, I said it one time. I never repeated it.
We were joking earlier. I said, I'm not going to bring it up because – like, what a career you've had. And it's almost like you're known for one sentence.
Yeah, no doubt. And we sit there at 2-5, and you know what I told the team? I say, man, you know what? We haven't won a game in a while. Let's just go win a game to see what that feels like when you come in the locker room. The joy of winning a game. People don't realize that is the ultimate in football. When you walk in that locker room, you won a game. It doesn't matter how many you've lost. Just go win a game again and see what that feels like. And that's what I told the players. Hey, man, let's just go have fun. And all of a sudden, we won one. And then we won another one. And then we won another one. And here's the crazy part. At the end of it all, we won the division. But all I wanted was, I just kept trying to tell them. And I told my coaches, we need the feeling of winning a game again, guys. You don't know how it will help this football team. It'll help everybody. Just the feeling of the joy of winning a game. And when you go on a losing streak, it hits you how hard winning is and the joy of winning. You want that feeling. And that's what those guys in that locker room are thinking right now. Hey, man, let's just go win a game, man. Just don't listen to everybody outside. Don't worry about our record. Let's just go win a game. So when we come in this locker room, we can smile and we can holler and we can go, man, it feels good to win a football game.
Because
because
they've lost six straight in a bye week, I mean, they're going to be creeping up on when they play again. It's going to be 8 weeks since they've won. That just got to be in a building.
Such a grind.
When you're logging those hours, it's got to be an eternity.
Well, and it is, because you think about it, guys. You know, you got, what, 17 games, or, you know, and you get in the playoffs, okay, whatever. And then you got the whole offseason. And you train to go play football. And so when the season's over with, it's like, man, you know how long you got to wait again before you can play a football game? That's why, hey, man, you know, all those games, I tell people all the time, just go win a game, man. And you'd be surprised how better you feel, how everybody feels.
Coach, this is obviously not the same as the NFL. I never played anything close to that. But I was on an American Legion baseball team forever ago. We couldn't get out of our own way. It was Bad News Bears type stuff. And a coach, because it wasn't as meaningful, it was summer ball, whatever, he let like guys pick a lineup out of the hat and you know, would let like a player pick and, you know, who's pitching today, you decide, and that kind of stuff, just to try to shake out of the doldrums. And I saw this group here talking about Washington. They're in Madrid. All the videos we saw, these guys are hanging out, joking around, having fun. And I know a lot of fans, it rubs them the wrong way, because of all the losing. But is that something that you try to do as well? Just to say, let's get out of our heads a little bit. Let's you know, bond a little bit, let's have some fun and remember that this is a game and all we got to do is win one, kind of to your point.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you when you get into that rut of losing, the first thing you think of as a coach, what can I do different? Just to do something different. You know, and I did. There were certain things all of a sudden I did in practice. Hey, I'm gonna put the ball over here. We're gonna compete now. One's against one. I'm gonna put the ball on the plus 10-yard line. Can we score a touchdown? You got one play. You know, really, coach? Yeah, right now, let's go. You know, and then do something else. I mean, so you just got because you get into this routine all of a sudden in practice because practices are by periods, and you get it. And players are like, okay, I'm going to this. I'm going to that. And so sometimes you just got to change it up. And say, we're going to do this today, guys. And they look at you like, what? Yeah, we're going to do that today. Coach, I say, oh, yeah, this is what we're going to do. You know, you just do stuff. So they don't get into this rut of, we do this every day, and then we at the end of the day, we lost another game. Let's just change this up. Sometimes you got to stick outside the box.
Herman Edwards on Grant and Danny, talking ball with us here on The Fan. Non-Commanders question for you, just kind of more broadly. Mm-hmm. Who's an underrated head coach in the NFL that you don't think gets their flowers? Or if there's a couple guys you really like and admire now, who are some guys that you'd say, I really like the job they're doing or they've done?
Well, you know, I don't knock any coach. I think all these guys are, you know, when you're a head football coach, there's only 32 jobs in the whole world. So, you know, I think right now what the Colts have done, right? No one would imagine these guys be 8-2. Are you kidding me? They got a 2-game lead on Jacksonville. And then here we go again. The Patriots have won 9 and have won 8 in a row. Who would have called that one?
I feel bad. Those fans in New England had to wait like 3 years.
It's been almost,
of bad football.
They were spoiled, right? And so you sit there and you go, oh, coach is coaching ball over there. I mean, he's kind of doing it, you know. I think, let me ask you this question. You think coaching doesn't matter? How about the Chicago Bears, the 7-3? Mm-hmm. The quarterback's a little different quarterback, isn't he? He looks like an entirely different quarterback. I don't know. It's just funny how that works sometimes. I think for all the injuries that have taken place with the 49ers, I think Coach Shanahan's done a great job. These guys were beat up early in the season, and you look at them now, and they're 7-4. And you go, how did they do that? With the backup quarterback, lost both of their receivers. I mean, it's just, and they're in a good division now. Seattle's sitting over there. The Rams might be the best football team in the NFC. Total, on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And the quarterback is playing out of sight. I mean, Stafford is like, whoa. He's really playing good. And they got a good defense. Don't give up a lot of points. I mean, I understand they lost, you know, they lost feeling all that. But just to me, I mean, when I watch them play, I go, oh, boy, these guys are pretty good. So we'll see. I mean, it's a 6-7-game season. And what I've said numerous times, if you got 5 wins or more and you got 7 games left, do the math. The faster the way the league thinks is this, it's never changed, even when I was playing or coaching. It's a race to 10. If you can get 10 wins, the faster you can get to 10, you almost are guaranteed a playoff spot. I get it. Seattle didn't get in last year with 10. But for the most part, if you win 10 games in National Football League, you got a chance to get in the playoffs and maybe even win a division.
I've never heard it said that way. I like that. Like
the fastest to 10,
and by the way, you don't apologize for it. Like we sit here on the radio, and after a 10-7 win against a bad team, we're like, oh, that was gross, or – oh, but, you know, they fumbled 2 times in the fourth quarter. It's 1 out of 10. You just need to get 10 of them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's always 10. When you come in, with other coaches, it's like, hey, man, we need to get to 10 as fast as we can. And if we stack them up after that, if we win 12, 13, that's great. But 10 is the number. It's always been the number. You win 10 games and see what happens to you. You're probably a pretty good football team. And you're probably got it, you know, 90% of the time you're going to be in the playoffs.
Herm Edwards jumping on G&D. Before we let you go, we'll let you out on this one. Dabble down a level for a second, because you were just at Arizona State. We mentioned, go full circle here, coaching Jaden. we're seeing guys like Nick Saban and so many legendary coaches step away from the college game.
Yeah.
The portal era and NIL and open season free agency and no real, governors. What do you make of, I know, which was 22 your last season or 23? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it was just, look, I saw it coming. I saw what's happening now coming.
How bad
and
is
I
it?
Went.
I mean, as a coach,
it's
like,
bad.
What is the deal here?
Think of it this way. And this is basically what happened at Penn State. No one will say it. But here's the deal. So now you get these big donors that actually are paying the bill for your football team, for the players on your football team. They become basically an owner because they're putting money in the kitty so you can pay the players, right? So now they feel like, guess what? I don't like the coach. AD, president, I'm going to take my money out of the kitty unless we get a new coach. That's where it's going. Mm. That's where it's going, guys. And I saw it, and I went, this ain't good, boys. It's not good.
So they're like,
not good. It's just not. It's just not. You
GM-like
know, because the expectations
almost.
Now,
yeah.
You know, because they're paying the freight. They're in the game all of a sudden, right? They're in the game. Because for you to get a good player and keep a good player and keep the backup players, you got to have capital. And you know that. And now some of these guys are like, okay, well, I'm giving money. Well, I got to save too. Right? Just saying, not just.
Yeah, it's very easy to just withdraw the check or whatever. Coach, this is a real treat. Really appreciate you joining us, man. Thanks so much for the time this afternoon.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
We should do that again. Herm Edwards on the show yesterday. So, so good. John Keim was on with the Junkies this week, and he weighed in on what we asked Herm Edwards about. The idea of Jaden Daniels playing, if healthy, later in the season, and how the locker room, which he's got a pulse of being out there every day, would react if Daniels didn't come back and play if he was healthy. We'll get into that next on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In 30 minutes, right at 4 o'clock, we're going to give away Wizards tickets ahead of the Beltway Blitz. This is Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. So you just heard what Herm Edwards had to say about Jaden Daniels playing when he's healthy. Football players play football, man. That's what they do. He's right, by the way. Football players play football.
That's the nature of the football player. If you're not playing football, are you even a football player?
You're going to hear that a few times in the next few weeks from me. I
yeah,
promise
buddy.
You that. I will quote the ancient philosopher, Herman Edwards. Although I said Herman Edwards yesterday, and Brian thought it was the weirdest thing in the world, apparently. And Darius, you did too. It's his name. Did you think that was weird?
Not even a little bit.
In our pre-show meeting today, Ryan's like, huh, you know you called him Herman Edwards, right? And I'm like, who? Herman Edwards?
The person named Herman Edwards?
That was so strange.
I've just never heard him addressed as Herman Edwards on television. I've just always heard him addressed as Herm.
It's like Steve and Steven, kind of.
Sure. But when you never hear it, it's just weird to me. I feel like
I've heard him called Herman Edwards a bunch.
For me, it's like you got to look up his Pro Football Reference page. If it says Herman Edwards, then you call him Herman Edwards. But if it's Herm Edwards, you call him Herm Edwards.
Right at the top, it says Herm. That's the one seed.
Right.
But the one seed.
You can modify and say Herman.
I've heard him called Herman as much as I've heard him called Herm.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I won't co-sign that. I've heard Herm more than Herman, but I think both are well within the realm of fun.
It was as if I was calling him Theo. Ryan was like, you called him Herman Edwards. And I'm like, well, did I call him the wrong name? What did I call him? He's like, Herman. I'm like, that's his name. It's like, you called Hank Aaron Henry Aaron. Oh, no. I did?
But this is so different, though. Like you hear that often. I have never heard Herman Edwards. I've never heard it.
I don't know what to say to that. I mean, you've never heard that there are 9 Supreme Court justices.
You're right. I haven't heard
you
that.
You know, like, Herman Edwards is the person in question. I wish we could have asked him that. That would have been good. Like, hey, when I said Herman, was that weird to you?
Was that weird at all?
I don't like when people call me that. I'm Herm.
Because I would say for me, it's probably 8 Herms, 2 Hermans out of every 10 mentions of his name.
You know who I think called him Herman a lot, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, is Mike Greenberg. Like, I can hear it in his voice.
On the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, he'd call him Herman Edwards?
Yes, Greeny. I think on the Mike and Mike show, when they would have Herm Edwards on all the time when he was an ESPN analyst, I think he dropped Herman on him. Could be wrong, but I think that's probably where I got it from. But yeah, I think I was probably interchangeable with that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I never thought twice about it. I didn't leave going, you know who's a weirdo is Grant for calling that.
Well,
calling the man named Herman.
My heart dropped into my, you know what, my nether regions for a second because Ryan's like, do you know what you called him yesterday on the show? And I was like, oh God, no, I don't. Like you, when you introduced him, you said Herman. And I was like, oh, thank
God. Oh, thank God. It's not a problem.
Oh, I said his name. Okay.
Oh, whew.
Wow. I thought
you called him like Purdue's Carson Edwards,
undersized
point guard.
Yeah, that's right. We got Braylon Edwards on the Subway Fresh Take, whatever that, you know. No, I just called him Herman. But he says he's going to play. He should play because if he's healthy, he's going to want to play and the team's going to want him to play. And of course he should play because he's a football player. And what do football players do?
They play football.
They play football. What about the locker room? This was John Keim on with the Junkies on what he thinks the players, like Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu and some of the veterans that run the locker room, would think about Jaden Daniels playing, not playing at the end of the year.
First of all, there's 6 games left. If somebody is healthy at that spot and you're not playing, then they're not going to play. I think that's a tough look for the locker room, for others, like, you know, there are a lot of guys out, and I think everybody understands his importance here. He's only played, what, like four games this year? I'm losing track of it now. But he hasn't played a lot. And
yeah,
you need reps to get better.
John Keim on the Junks for his Monday appointment after the game. I completely agree with that, by the way. Based on my time on a beat in a locker room for 4 years and just interactions with players. They want rules to be followed by everybody, kind of. Just, I think this is actually relatable.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the time I would say to people, don't compare yourself to football players. Don't try to put yourself in the shoes of an NFL player. It doesn't work comparing the NFL to real life. But I think this is one that might. Imagine in your workplace, your company protecting a buddy of yours from like getting sick by saying, hey, late travel, tough night. If CK came to us and said, Danny, we can't afford to have you lose your voice or get sick. We're going to give you 2 days off when you get back from Kansas City. Make sure everything's okay. Grant, we need you in early the next day. I'm kind of going, wait, what?
The hell? What? Yeah.
Danny's voice is more important. You know what I'm saying? I think most people can relate to that. Like, I'm laying my body on the line. Now, there are plenty of veterans, 30-plus years old, one-year deal, whatever. But if you are important to the team, Mikey Sandra still, building block longer term right now, with this Commanders team, which, by the way, it is hard to come up with a list for those guys.
This is the point I'm going to make
could
in a second.
Another
here.
Segment that we should do.
Yep.
But it doesn't really matter. I mean, everyone in that locker room is putting their career on the line with every single snap. And if there's this healthy guy that they're just saying and treating as more important than the rest of the operation, we all know that he is. That's very different than treating him that way. It was a huge problem when Robert Griffin was here, by the way. When, you know, you're paying for his honeymoon and doing some of the things that the owner was doing and you're whining and dining him and he's coming to your house and all these little things, Other players don't like that very much, and it hurt the relationship between him and the other players. So I think Kime's onto something.
So I know that's a thing, but it doesn't enter into the conversation for me at all. I don't care about that even a little bit.
And I know, not to cut you off because I'm going to tag you in a second, you don't care about this.
Correct.
I've always known that about you,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people may not. And that doesn't change the fact that it matters in the locker room, and it's not fantasy football.
No, I understand that.
Go ahead.
All those guys are gone. Everybody that's pissed off is probably gone. There's a far cry from, again, I'm playing him, so just keep that as the baseline. But there's a far cry from protecting the most important player and paying for his honeymoon. You could maybe sit him for a game or two and not give him ultimate special treatment that's ridiculous, where he and the owner are vacationing together, drinking Mai Tais in Acapulco.
But it's still just binary with players. Is he one of the guys or not? Is he being treated like one of the dudes or not? And from day one, to Jaden Daniels' credit, the reason that I think he is so beloved is all he ever has tried to be is one of the guys.
Precisely. So he'll handle that. He'll be the one of the guys, or he won't be. Treating the special player like he's special, you know, the same way we joke about it now, where Jimmy Johnson's like, who was he talking about? Michael Irvin or Emmett Smith? If he falls asleep in the meeting, I'll get him a pillow. You know, like, ha, 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 it's so funny. Well, they won, so nobody cared because they know where their bread is buttered. To me, you lost your privilege. You lost your right to be mad if you are this terrible with this awful of a season. I understand that's not how things work all the time, and this is a people business like anything else is, but I don't have any stake or time to worry about the feelings of somebody being butthurt who will not be here in the future.
But the majority of the players will.
I don't know about that.
I mean, they just will, math-wise. Significant turnover in the NFL, and we've seen it, can be 20 to 25 guys. There's 70 players in the building or whatever right now.
That's fair with the practice squad. I think that'll change too, but I think it'll be roughly a coin toss whether you're back here or not, if it's just a random sampling.
But even still, let's say if they have a massive overhaul and half the players are back, that's still a big deal. I think that's one of those things where it sounds great, and I think it will resonate well with fans of the team that are mad that they lose and that players have not won. But this is not names that you're sitting or starting on fantasy, and how things go in that locker room matter more than we would want them to.
I understand that, and it's on a manager to look a person in the eye and tell them like it is. It's on them to be a pro. There's a lot of things that still have to happen. For example, I know we're not talking about the Wizards, but last night in crunch time, it's very rare they're in a close game. They were in a close game against a pretty good team last night. No Trey Johnson on the court, no Bub Carrington on the court. No, I'm trying to remember one of the other young guys that wasn't out there. It was a lot of CJ McCollum, a lot of Chris Middleton. A squandered opportunity for a rebuilding team. That you had a chance at guys to get close game minutes. Very rarely, usually you're down by 30, and that was squandered. Now, no one's going to care because it's the Wizards. You can roll your eyes and make fun of me, and that's fine. But my point is, it's feeding out of the same trough to me, where someone will call and go, "How do you tell Zach Ertz? He gives him the best chance to win. How do you tell him that it's not his job anymore?" Very easily. You say, be a pro, do your job. Someone else is going to take the snaps because it's better for us long term. It's feeding out of the same trough. Zach Ertz, I guarantee you, is better than Ben Sinnott at football right now. I don't want Zach Ertz to play. I want Ben Sinnott to play. It's all part of the same thing to me, where if you're rebuilding and you're doing something that's different than what you set out to do because of the failures of the players that are here, you've lost your privilege. Be a pro. Stop whining. Go to work and do your best, and you're probably auditioning for somewhere else anyhow.
I think there's levels to it, for sure. And, yeah, there's going to be times where guys are frustrated by things, and even if they are going to be here, it doesn't really matter that much. You're allowed to be annoyed by how we're handling things. That isn't going to be the first time in a team structure. But in the case of, I think this is one of those really deep-cutting player dealt with issues, like playing or not, resting a guy or not, competing or not. When we're all out here practicing all week and we got a game on Sunday and we're putting our bodies on the line, but we're picking and choosing who's going to go and who isn't based on who we couldn't go to sleep at night if they got hurt. But I'm okay if you get hurt. It's the egos are involved and personalities are involved. And I think Kime's on it, that it would not be a good thing in the locker room. Now, you don't care about it.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Right.
But it's something that won't enter my consideration.
But just generally speaking, I would say you care way less about the well-being of the locker room and the personality and the psyche as a fan on the outside, clearly, than they have to. And yeah, if you could manage this whole thing just like a fantasy team with names on a board, you don't have to worry about the locker room. But that's a very real thing. That's your culture. That doesn't just change, and everyone doesn't just change their mindset when they show back up in May. Like, some of these things lead to scars. Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We got those Wizards tickets at 4 for the Blitz on Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In about 15 minutes, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to go see the Wizards right here on Grant and Danny. If you want those tickets, you better be listening ahead of the Beltway Blitz. By the way, tomorrow, we're going to be out and about in Manassas. We're going to be hanging out at Uptown Alley, which is a really, really cool place. There's a bowling alley there. It's at a mall. There's like arcade games and all kinds of fun stuff. So you could bring the whole family if you want. But it's also just a great bar, and there's good food there, and it's a big open area to listen to the show. So come on out and kick it with us, Uptown Alley in Manassas tomorrow. The show is from 2 to 6:30. Let's get you the double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
2025 TF. What is that, Danny? Great question. It's an asteroid that passed between our satellites and us. We didn't detect it until after it had already passed. So, when you do the Armageddon music, when you do the condescending thing that's dismissive and incorrect, I want everyone to know the information first. We only detect a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the ones that are out there. You can look at the map of the intergalactic debris, as it were, flotsam and jotsam, floating around that's out there. Any one of those things could do irreparable damage, end us, etc. We've gotten better. We know more than we did before, but we don't know enough. Your stupid fictional movie that the cast members make fun of after the fact should not be brought up. It's not part of this discussion. What is the fact that this asteroid on October 1st buzzed the tower, came right in there, in between our satellites. Again, closer than our own satellites. So if you're getting internet from somewhere, if you got Sirius XM or you got something like that, it's in between those and the Earth. It zipped right past us, okay? Just over the South Pole. A mere millimeter trajectory-wise at its start or anywhere along the way.
A millimeter, I'm sure.
Well, I know it's complicated for you, but yeah. If adults are talking for a second.
A millimeter.
So, well, you know how pitching works, for example. If I'm facing you, my two fingers are pointed at you, that's a strike. If I turn it a fraction of that, it's 6 feet to the left.
28 miles from Earth, people.
That's how intergalactic things work. Again, it's
45 million kilometers.
No, you're embarrassing yourself. Again.
That's literally how far away it passed from Earth.
A millimeter when it starts, and of course the directions change because we're talking about hundreds of thousands of miles. Again,
where did it hit? What damage did it
for
do again?
For a simpleton brain, this is too hard. But right. For the rest of us, I got it.
But so we're still here, right? You and I are talking. We didn't die?
On this one.
Okay.
Correct. So,
and on everyone that's ever happened.
Well, no, because there's no dinosaurs. Where's the Diplodocus? What happened to the T-Rex?
I'm
gone.
Sure.
You should be sure. They're gone.
They didn't have technology like we have now.
We don't have enough.
We didn't catch it.
We didn't catch it until after it went by.
We're too advanced now.
were too advanced to catch it till after it went by? That's how advanced we are?
They couldn't have.
Apologize. Possibly. You're wrong. No. So say, here's it. I'm Grant and I'm wrong. What I'm saying is correct.
The cavemen doing hieroglyphics in their caves.
Indisputed factual information. It passed us and then we saw it. Mm. So we can't detect it. We can't detect them. We detect a fraction of a percentage that come close to us. We
good news for you.
Detect it.
I will not play Armageddon today.
You're going to play it right now. And I already know you're doing it. I want everyone to know how close it always is. This should be the priority. Everyone come together. Stop arguing. Your team. And by the way, I agree with your team. Whatever team you're on is the right team.
Yep.
Those other guys are really bad. This one right here. The planet. All of us. These little hearts that are beating. These little people that are trying to do the best they can. The little engine that may or may not be able to. We don't know. This is what we should be focused on right here. We're getting better.
We should.
We've come a long way. Obstinate people like Grant who think a movie's going to save us.
It's not a movie.
You're going to play it in a second.
No.
Everyone knows you're playing
it. I'm not going to play it.
Everyone knows you're playing it.
I'm not going to play it.
Everyone knows.
I'm not going to say it again.
You are telegraphing. You're trying to head fake. Everyone knows.
I'm going to explain how they're going to get this done.
Go play the music, Darius.
I'm not going to play the music.
I know you have it queued up.
The way that this is going to happen is that we will, in a time of crisis, in a time of crises, if you will.
Multiple crises.
If there's ever a time where we find out that one of these asteroids is going to do immense damage to Earth, we are going to fly a team of oil drillers into space. We are going to land on that asteroid. We are going to drill to 800 feet depth. Because Harry Stamper never misses his mark. And we are going to blow that asteroid into smithereens. And then, narrowly missing us on either direction, as long as we get it done by our timeline, which will be laid out 19 days in advance or so. That's all we need. We will make sure that everybody survives. And if you are maybe thinking, oh no, what happens if the oil drillers get up there and the drill breaks and we're not going to get to our depth? No problem. We've got armadillos is what we're going to call them. These cars that are on the planes that are going to be put down on an iron plate. And then you can drive those. And so AJ is going to come over the hill in that armadillo and he's going to save the boys, Foxhound and company. Don't you worry, Danny. We've got this covered. My team has a plan for you, my friend. Mm. You will be safe. You're going to die one day, Danny. You will.
Danny
Ruhier will perish from this earth.
I know.
But it won't be based on an asteroid. Not on my watch, not on my team's watch.
When I do go, and I will go, we're all going to go. I just want one person to say, you know what? He made a difference. This is how I'm going to make a difference. Not with the trolling that you do, with the awareness. Raising the awareness of the space rocks of death. Look up every once in a while. That's all. Hope it's not too late next time.
It won't be too late. It'll never be too late because we're on it. We got smart people on this
thing.
Again,
we're not.
We are tracking these rocks. We know where they are at all times.
Didn't see it until after it passed us.
Rest assured, ladies and gentlemen. Tuck yourselves into your beds tonight. Pull those blankets up. Put your head on your little pillow and know there are smart Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts just sitting there thinking stuff up at NASA right now that Danny doesn't know about. Everything's going to be fine. And he's right. There was a time where a rock got us. It did happen. There are no dinosaurs. You can't talk to your friendly neighborhood dinosaur because of it.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't as advanced as we are now. We have now
become... Did you restart the dumb song?
We have become...
God, that's annoying.
Too smart for the rocks. The rocks, at one point in time, too smart for us. Not anymore. We're too smart for the rocks. I got you, Danny. Don't worry.
I'm worried.
The Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny. Who wants Wizards tickets? We got them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.